We're going to begin now. Can we all come to order? Okay, everybody has a copy of the agenda, and everybody's seated. Good. And Fred will be down in a little bit with he's just delayed printing up the treasurer's report. So, and that's Lisa. Okay, looking for a seat. There's one over there.
What's her name?
Right there.
It's
here. Okay, before we do the roll call, I just want to say that in the governance committee meeting, which was Wednesday, we discussed the disciplinary issues in the last meeting, and I, as chair, had made a disciplinary ruling, but that's a ruling of the chair, and there was no opportunity for the board to challenge it. So therefore, it wasn't really proper procedure. And also, I think we came to an agreement with the parties involved that the meetings will be more cordial and in line with the civility of Robert's rules. And we're all going to make our best efforts to do that and be respectful of everybody's participation in the meeting. And that's it. So that's why that statement I made towards the end of the last meeting is not in force. So Bella DeSoto is not banned from this meeting or any future meetings at this point. Okay? Thank you. Okay, so now it's just for the recording. It's the 21st of July.
Hold on. I'm not recording yet.
Okay? Well, okay.
Give me a second.
You didn't get that great speech, but I got it on tape.
Okay.
Okay. It's the 21st of July, 2019, at the Westside Peace Center, and this is the KPFK LSB meeting. And Mr. Secretary, could we do the roll call?
Grace Aaron?
Here.
Grace Aaron, present. Ken Aaron?
Here.
Ken Aaron, present. Michael Adler, present. Singy Bird?
Not actually recording, but...
It's okay.
Singy Bird, present. Fred Blair?
We're recording.
Fred. Present.
Sandy Childs?
Here.
Sandy Childs, present. Bella DeSoto?
Here.
Bella DeSoto, present. Jamie Gomez?
Here.
Jamie Gomez, present. Jan Goodman?
Here.
Jan Goodman, present. Ollie Lexa?
Here.
Ollie Lexa, present. Rob Macon? Rob Macon? Rob Macon is not yet present. Barbara Marbach?
Here.
Barbara Marbach, present. Michelle Manos?
Here.
Michelle Manos, present. Michael Novick?
Present.
Michael Novick, present. Nancy Perlman?
Here.
Nancy Perlman, present. Reza Poor?
Here.
Reza Poor, present. Steve Pride has a requested absence, has requested an excused absence. Lawrence Reyes?
Present.
Lawrence Reyes is present. Paul Roberson? I hope Paul Roberson is coming. All right. He is not here yet. Mansoor Sabah?
He's coming. He's late.
Okay. Oscar Ulloa?
Here.
Oscar Ulloa, present. Polina Valencia?
Vasiliev?
Sorry. Okay. Present. Kiana Williams has a requested, an excused absence. Lisa Wong?
Mm-hmm.
Lisa Wong? Mm-hmm. Lisa Wong is present. Mr. Chairman, we have quorum.
Okay, so there's a few things on the agenda we want to change. Number one, Paul Robeson was going to bring in a copy of the minutes, so I want to move the minutes approval to on his arrival. It might not be until we're down into the agenda somewhat. So I want to postpone it till he arrives with the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. Any objections to that? Okay. So that's going to be on arrival. That's F. Okay. And another thing is several people have requested... Nancy, you want to make a request? Go ahead.
Yes, I move that we remove read decorum policy, that we do not put that on future agendas. We've all heard it, and we know it, and we don't need to hear it.
Okay, thank you. Any comments? Any objections to removing read the decorum policy from this agenda and future agendas?
Second. I second Nancy's motion.
Okay. Any objections? None? It's done.
My objection would be...
Okay.
If a situation arises where people would need to be reminded of the decorum policy, but I'm not objecting to moving it out. It's just in the future. Sometimes people forget, and we need to remind them.
Okay. Well, at any time, you know, we can add it to the agenda again. But it won't be there by default. Okay, so we have to appoint the timekeeper. One second.
Oh, no, we have to approve. You're still on the agenda. You moved the agenda up.
I haven't. That's right. I haven't approved the agenda yet. I'm sorry. Correct. Thank you. I was going through the agenda. All right. So, yes, Bella?
So I wanted to...
Pardon me for interrupting you. There's no mics today. You can talk as if you're in a stadium. It's okay. Go ahead, Bella.
Oh, yeah.
Can or should.
Go ahead.
If the minutes are on its arrival, my question pertinent to U.S. Chair and the Secretary, were they revised as per conversation discussion for 4 days?
We'll take that up when we get the minutes.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Any other changes to the agenda? Now, we have a set time to close this meeting at 1:30, although the way I timed it out, it could close at 1, but we got a half hour extra in there, which is okay. And then we're going to have a closed session meeting after that, starting at 1:30. So those are the things. That's the agenda. Anybody want to change anything in the agenda after the opening business, anything in the agenda? Ray Zapor. Speak louder, please.
You are going to have closed session. Explanation.
The issue with closed session, I'll explain that to you. The reason we have closed session is because these are items which cannot be discussed in public.
Oh, there's Paul.
That's why we're having a closed session. Because as board members, we have a fiduciary responsibility to keep certain things confidential, mostly dealing with finance and personnel. We just can't discuss them to the general public. That's why we're having a closed session. Okay, so the minutes are here, so that's, I'm going to leave it on the agenda where it is then, reestablish it as minutes approval, F. I'll take a copy, pass them around.
There we go. May I make a brief announcement?
Okay, 1 second.
Okay.
Let's just get the agenda approved first. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay, any other changes in the agenda? Michelle.
I'd like to again make the suggestion that as we go through this meeting, whatever time we decide upon for the end of the meeting should be the goal for the close of the meeting out of respect for everybody's time. I'm just going to continue to say that every month until we get there.
Okay, thank you.
Respect for all of you.
Thank you. And Ali?
I would move it, since the minutes are here, that you move them back to where they are on the agenda.
I did. Was there any change to the agenda that you wanted to add, anything? Okay. And Bella?
The minutes.
They started getting...
We're approving the agenda now. We're not talking about the minutes.
The minutes started getting passed. Where are they?
Where are they? We don't have the minutes.
We're talking about...
Well, they were stopped.
Can you give me one?
Okay, anything else about the agenda? Once, twice, gone, agenda. Anybody object to approving the agenda as now revised?
I have an objection.
Yeah, go ahead, Michelle.
My question is, I don't see on the agenda upon my skim...
I can't hear you.
The issue of Maxi and the... Is it on the agenda?
The closed
session.
That's under closed
session? Yes. Is that
after
the...
Yes.
It's on a separate piece of paper.
It's on your closed session.
I only have one.
You should have gotten two pieces of paper.
I don't have the... I haven't passed out the closed agenda because it's just arrived.
Then I would withdraw my objection.
Okay. Was there anybody else? Okay. Yes, Bella?
Oh, yes. So number... you made your opening deliberation. It was not recorded.
It was recorded. That's not correct. It's recorded.
I recorded it, and I'll get it to...
I recorded it on my phone, and I recorded it on the camera.
But the question, the issue here is, after roll call, preceded by explanation on canceling the disciplinary action on Bella DeSoto.
Where is that?
It's on. How are we going to handle this? Because this is in conflict with your dissertation.
Do you have a change one in the agenda?
I'm sorry.
Do you want to change anything in the agenda?
Yes, I would like to remove that second sentence after roll call.
Okay, well, I'm not going to do that because, in fact, it occurred in this meeting. Yes, I made that statement. It's too late to remove it. It already happened.
But the disciplinary action is the very same
action. That's a ruling. If somebody objects to the ruling, we'll vote on it. I'm not removing that statement from this agenda. That's my ruling.
Your opening is in conflict.
I make a motion to add the comment after the statement in the minutes, later, parenthesis, later, later revoked by note, colon, parenthesis, open parenthesis, note, colon, this action was reversed at the subsequent meeting.
Okay, let me interrupt you. The sentence is preceded by explanation on canceling the disciplinary action on Bella DeSoto. That's what it says. So it says that the disciplinary action was canceled. So we don't have to be pedantic.
I want to put it into the minutes. Oh.
What minutes?
I'm making a motion.
Yeah, go ahead.
To amend the minutes to say.
The agenda.
No, not to the agenda. I want to make a motion to insert into the minutes where it says about.
Pardon me. Is this the minutes or the agenda?
Minutes.
Oh, we're not doing that yet.
We're on the agenda.
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize.
Okay. Anybody else on the agenda? Go ahead.
Soto made a motion to strike something from the agenda. You said you're ruling against it, but that's not relevant because she made a motion. You want to vote on her motion to strike.
Okay, I'm finding the motion
irrelevant
and I forget what the word is.
Dilatory.
So that's my ruling. It's dilatory. It's like saying we came in and turned the lights on, and right. I say I want that removed. Okay, so does anybody object to that ruling? Bella?
If the motion that is being presented by Jan Goodman to the minutes, then that would conflict with this very line in the agenda.
But we're
in retrospect.
Okay, thank you for that comment. Any other changes or considerations about the agenda so that we can get the agenda finished and move into the meeting? None?
Can I challenge the chair's position ruling?
On what?
On the ruling you just made, since no one else is challenging you.
Okay, you need somebody to second it.
Yeah, so can anyone second my challenge?
I second that.
Okay, thank you. All right, let's have a vote by hand. Supports the ruling of the chair.
And the ruling of the chair to do what?
To not change the sentence underneath roll call. Leave it as is.
On the agenda. In the agenda.
In the agenda.
The statement you already read.
That's right.
Okay.
And the motion is not to change?
The motion was not to change it, to let it stay as it is.
No.
The ruling was, excuse me.
The motion, the challenge to the chair was against my ruling. My ruling was to leave the statement in there.
The motion is to remove it.
So I think, parliamentary-wise, if you vote yes, you're supporting the ruling of the chair.
Yes, correct.
So that's... okay. So, let's see. Let me just get this right.
Give me a
Okay. So all those who support the chair's motion
ruling
that the sentence regarding the explanation on canceling the disciplinary action on Bella DeSoto, since it was already made, is going to remain in the agenda, please raise your hand.
Supporting the ruling of the chair.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11. Jamie? No. 12, 13. All those who wish to overrule the chair, please raise your hands. All those who wish to overrule the chair. Okay. Resident in general, if you can raise it a little higher, it would be helpful. Okay. All those who abstain. The vote is yes, 13, no, 2, abstain, 6.
Okay, thank you. Okay, any objections or changes requested for the agenda? Okay. Hearing none, the agenda is approved. Now let's do the agenda. Let's appoint a timekeeper. Any volunteers? Michael? No? Mansoor. Okay, thank you. Each speaker gets 90 seconds.
I'll do both.
You got something to use for that?
My head.
All right, we'll go on Mansoor time.
He has his phone.
Okay, very good. We've already ruled to skip reading the decorum policy. We approved the proposed agenda. Well, I guess that's so we could have done those things before. Approval of excused absences. We have one.
Yes.
We have.
Yes.
Kiana.
Two.
Yeah,
Carter. Kiana. And Steve Pride.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Okay, so could you verify that there's...
Yes, so...
one at a time.
Okay. Kiana Williams has car trouble and had an explanation about not only that, but had challenges with using a rideshare service and is... also swamped regarding fundraising, which starts in a couple days. So she asked for an excused absence.
So?
Okay.
Anybody object?
Anyone object to Kiana Williams' excused absence?
No. Where does she live?
Pasadena.
Okay.
Oh, even farther east. Yeah. Altadena or something.
Hearing no objections, she's excused. Next.
Okay. Steve Pride is still recovering from his stroke.
And he requests an excused absence. Any objections? Yes, you object. Anybody else object?
Can you name me, please?
No. You want to speak on it?
Well, you can say Bella, you object.
Just note. Noted for the record, Bella DeSoto objected.
Thank
you. Okay, thank you. Any other objections? So then I'll take that, that there's nobody else objects, so it's nearly consensus. So Steve Pride's absence is excused. Now we come to minutes approval. So the minutes were distributed, and I've looked them over, but you guys have to... I will entertain a motion to approve the minutes.
So moved.
Okay. Anybody object to approving the minutes as distributed? Are there any objections to approving the minutes as distributed? Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Certainly.
What's the objection?
My name is Bella.
Yes, Bella.
Thank you. I want it recorded.
Yeah.
The objection under section 4, once again.
Okay. You object to approving the minutes as reported. What I'd like to do on this is does anybody else object to the minutes?
No.
Jan, you want to make a change too?
Yes, I would like to make a change. If I need to make a motion, I'll make it.
Okay, go ahead.
I move that after the section regarding Bella DeSoto...
Well, you're going to have to speak louder, I'm sorry.
After the section regarding Bella DeSoto, that inserted into the minutes, there be the following. Open bracket, note.
Okay. Could you tell us exactly where, what page?
Roman numeral 4.
Page 3?
Well, it's page numbers on the bottom.
Okay.
Page 3, yeah, it's flipped up on my calendar.
Okay, so on page 3, under Roman numeral 4,
second paragraph, after the end of the sentence, put in open bracket note colon. This action was reversed at the subsequent, was reversed by the chair.
There is no action there.
At the subsequent meeting of the LSB by, subsequent meeting of the LSB, period, close bracket.
Okay, any second on that?
No second, I want a discussion.
I'm sorry.
Second it.
Okay, Bella seconded. You want to do discussion. Go ahead.
So if I understand you correctly, Jan, you want to put this on the minutes?
Yes.
That we're approving from last meeting?
Yes. I'll tell you why.
Go back in time when you're just doing it.
That is why there's a bracket and a note and a colon with an explanation, which indicates that it is not part of the minutes, but it is a note to the reader. Because so often in this world, people look at minutes and they see something and they say, oh, this happened at that meeting, and they don't think or know to look at the minutes of the next meeting where something is reversed. So this is a help to the reader, of a future reader of these of these minutes, to explain a subsequent action, and that's when you put a bracket and a note so that it is clear that it is not part of the minutes, it's a note to future readers. For clarification, thank you.
And how will they be reflected in the minutes of this meeting?
In perpetuity.
There was already
I will include the statement in the agenda that Ken read in the minutes of this meeting. And my only comment to you is I'd like to be explicit and just say, note, this action was reversed by the chair at the subsequent July 21st, 2019 meeting.
Yes.
Of the KPFK LSB.
Great.
Yes. I was thinking that.
Thank you.
Okay, any other discussion about this motion? The motion was seconded by Jan, seconded by Bella. There's no other discussion. Let's vote on this. How many approve of the motion?
All those in favor of adding the motion to last month's last month's minutes.
The note.
The yeah. note. All those in favor of adding the note to last month's minutes. Reza? All right. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15. All those opposed? 0. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Michael?
Yes.
I want to change my vote to abstain from favor.
Okay, you voted in favor.
Okay.
I'm missing some people here, I believe. Did everyone vote on that?
14 and 7.
I have 14. Yeah, I have 14. And you. I counted you as an abstention, Fred, I believe. You raised your hand for abstention. And I
also raised
you.
My hand for in favor, so...
Yeah, I took it off of favor, so I've only got 20 votes.
7 and 14 is 21.
No, he...
Should we vote again?
Let's vote again, and just everybody raise your hand for something. Okay. All those in favor?
Of the motion.
Reza, are you... Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14. Okay, same as last time. All those abstaining? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Okay. All right, so we have 21.
And what did you call yourself?
All right. In favor, 14. Against, 0. Abstain, 7. It passes.
Okay. So that's been added to the minutes. So is there any objection to approving the minutes as revised? Okay, hearing none, the minutes are hereby approved. Set a time certain to adjourn this meeting. It's set for 1:30, and that should be an accommodation because there's about a 20 to 30 minute margin over what's scheduled in the time, which we always go over the sections. Any objection to that? Okay, so we'll end at 1:30, then we'll go to the closed session. Or if we end earlier, we'll go to the closed session.
Point of information.
Yes, Bella.
We're going to go to closed session at 1:30, you said?
Or sooner.
Or sooner. What is the certain time that we have allocated for the closed session? It's just for the benefit of the audience.
Let's see. It's about, this is the open meeting agenda. Where's the closed meeting?
We still don't have that down here.
You know, you don't have it, right?
I'll pass the closed agenda out when we go into the closed
meeting. A member is asking how long it's scheduled to take. Is there a time
It's only for their benefit, so they know whether to leave
Pardon me?
It's for their benefit, whether to leave or stay.
I don't have the
we don't have an estimate.
Something after the closed session.
We can note that we're already 20 minutes over time for opening business.
Right. So let's get on going. But thank you for having concern for the public. Okay. So the agenda is approved. Excuse me. Time certain for this meeting is approved. Next meeting will be proposed.
What was the time certain that we?
We're going to end the open session at 1:30 or sooner.
Okay.
The next meeting of this body will be on August 18th at 10:30 in this location. Any objection to that? At 10:30. Okay. All right. Now we go into the body of our activities here. The upcoming elections, and I just want to have everybody brought up to speed on that. Grace, can you do that? Because you know more about it than anybody. Does anybody else who's involved in scheduling the election?
Okay. Time, right?
Barbara?
I wasn't involved in scheduling the election, but I did do a videotaping this week of that process.
Okay.
I don't know if you're being...
Yeah. Could you mention the forums that were held?
Yes, there was very little attendance in the forums. I was on the first one. We were supposed to be six, and there was only me and one other individual showed up. There was someone that was there for the forum that was going to schedule afterwards. Someone in the audience, so we went ahead and did a discussion around a three-person panel. And so we left very early. For me, it was a little overwhelming to be in. The studio was wonderful. I learned something about the studio, which is a free service to anyone that wants to learn how to do productions and rent cameras and rent studio space. So this was a Pasadena Media Association, so it's kind of like us, like outreach to the people, a service to the people. So that was very interesting. We stuck with the same time limits, even though we had
less
opportunity to discuss, because they felt that they needed to be fair. And it went pretty well. That if the lights were very intense, I was a little bored.
Let me just give you a question on that. What's going to happen with the videos that were made?
They apparently are going to be, the last minute was recorded for our video, and then apparently they're going to be posted on the election website.
Time?
Okay. Time for this section?
No, time for...
Oh, okay, great. Yes, Michelle.
My concern is that, I don't know about others, but I was unaware of the forum. I didn't see anything on social media about it. I did a little bit of research, and I found that the KPFK Instagram actually has a fairly significant following, regularly gets over 200 or 300 interactions on a post, and we should be using that to promote actual KPFK business instead of just like memes are nice and they keep the following up, but what benefits from those, you know, memes that everyone loves, that everyone agrees with, is when we can post flyers with actual information regarding what's going on at the station. It's just one example of what we can do, and, you know, the ways in which we are sort of underutilizing and misutilizing our social media presence. I mean, this is a big deal. To say that the video will be... Someone took time to set up that forum, and the people took time to attend, those who attended, and someone's taking time to edit the video, and then we're going to post them on a website that no one ever looks at. And social media exists. We cannot continue to deny that social media exists. We need to utilize it. Thank you.
Okay. I want to expand. I mean, I know I'm aware of something else from the forum videos. They're going to be up on YouTube. They can be broadcast by the stations. They can be put into Instagram. You can do anything you want with them at this point.
Yeah.
So maybe it wasn't announced ahead of time, but there's no limit on the distribution,
sure,
or the utilization of them.
Sure.
That's as a point of information. And yes, Lawrence.
Not pretending to be the Statue of Liberty, but I would be proud to be the Statue of Liberty.
Lawrence, I don't think you were here. We don't have any mics.
Right. Okay.
Like a stadium.
I'll speak up.
Like a stadium.
Okay. Like a deaf judge. Yeah. Okay. So. I have a concern with the fairness of these very poorly announced candidate forums. I have a concern with the bylaws provision, the fair campaign provisions in the bylaws that state that candidate forums need to be held and listener callers should have the opportunity to engage with those candidates who are participating in those forums. So as a result of that, and I got notified of the forums one day before they were to take place. So I have a real concern about that. I have a concern that this enfranchises some candidates and disenfranchises others, and that's not what the fair campaign provisions were written for. So I want us to really take that into consideration when we approach an item on the agenda, which is the motion for candidate forms.
Thank you.
Time's up for this category.
One second. Time's up for this category.
5 minutes.
I just wanted to get one thing in. Voting starts August 15th. Okay? And anybody who wants to do a bulk mailing to our membership, you can do that. You can, through a third party. But you have to pay for the postage and the cost of the material and so forth. But through a third-party printer, you can make a note and get it distributed to all the KPFK members. Voting starts August 15th and will go on for, I guess, a month. Grace, is that correct?
45 days.
The voting is a month?
45 days.
And then traditionally, if we don't reach quorum, we extend it. And so I just want to get you oriented to the election. And Barbara, and then Belina, and then Bella.
Time was up for
this. Oh, time was up, yeah. Time is up. Time is up for this section. Unless it's a motion or something.
Yes, I'd like to make a motion to extend time for another 5 minutes, please.
Second.
Okay, any objection? Okay, go ahead.
I object.
Okay, let's vote on that. Extending for 5 minutes, which changes the agenda, you need 2/3. Who approves of extending for 5 minutes this section?
Hang on.
Oh. Raise your hands.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those opposed to extending for 5 minutes? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. All those abstaining?
4, 5, 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, so we have yes 7, no 7, abstain 6.
Motion fails.
It fails because it does not meet 2/3.
Right. Okay, so let's go on to the next item on the agenda, which is...
Rob Hill has arrived.
Rob Macon has arrived. Looks like he had to make quite an effort. Okay, welcome, Rob. Okay, this is I want to make a very brief announcement, less than 5 minutes, that we have a community advisory board. I'm directing this to the public. Please apply to the community advisory board. You can send me an email because I'm currently the secretary of that, which I'm not supposed to be, but we don't have a secretary. My email is kenaaron.kpfk@gmail.com. Or just call up the station and find out when the next meeting is. The community advisory board is to get the public to input how they react to the station's performance and service to the community. Also, public members can participate in our advisory committees. We have like 6 of them. An outreach committee, a personnel, well, not the personnel committee, but we have an outreach committee and we have a fundraising committee, a finance committee, and town hall task force. So the public can participate and be members of those committees also. And so can the LSB. Those committees are kind of bare, except for the outreach committee. We need more participation in those committees. Okay, that's all. That's the end of my announcement on that.
Chair.
Over here.
Yes, Lawrence.
I'd like to know if there's a card that has gone out for the call for folks to join the community advisory board, or
I'm not aware of it.
Okay, so I think we need to do that. I mean, that's it's a community service. So.
Why don't you make a motion?
Okay, we have a motion.
There's a motion to that effect.
There's a motion to that effect. Okay, so we're going to move on the agenda there. And now we're going to go through the local advisory committee, the governance committee. Okay, so we met. Traditionally, KPFK's governance committee is charged with handling any issues of protocol or policy. But normally what we do is wind up generating the agenda, taking recommended motions, making sure they're stated correctly and not in violation of the bylaws, and then figuring out where to put them on the agenda. However, per Robert's rules, the chair is the end of the line on what goes on the agenda. But it's usually done in the governance committee to accommodate the different committees and different members of the LSB getting their motions on so that it can be addressed in the meetings, like today's meeting. So that's the only thing I have to report. I think our decorum issues are going to be much, much better from now on. So I don't really think we have to spend any time discussing it. And that's it. I'm done. Next is the fundraising committee.
Can you give me a few minutes on it?
That's you.
Yeah, no.
He's not ready.
You need a minute?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
so I'm going to move fundraising down the queue. And we're going to go to the Program Oversight Committee. Any objection to that?
No.
Okay, Program Oversight. Is that Michael?
Program Oversight Committee did not meet. I've been traveling a lot, and I'm about to... Program Oversight Committee did not meet. I've been traveling a lot, and I'm about to go traveling again. I'm going to Cuba on the 23rd and be gone for 2 weeks.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So there'll be a Program Oversight Committee in August on a date to be determined, probably the third Thursday. I have to check with the station and with the... program director to see about his availability.
So, in the...
I make a motion.
1 second. In the Program Oversight Committee, I have here Michael, Michelle, Nancy, and Polina. Can't they hold a meeting without you?
Polina has never attended.
The only meeting we've held so far, there were 3 members present, which was Singy, Bird, Bell DeSoto, and myself. So, if people want to try to meet without me, I have no objection. But
okay, thank you. Somebody had her hand raised, Bella.
Yes, I'm the committee, and I acknowledge that Michael Novick is very critical to the committee, and we're very small. It has not been populated. But moreover, I would like to reintroduce the motion that was introduced last month, and Mr. Novick was not present to properly motivate the motion of how to
more effectively evaluate programming, on-air programming. And the when the votes were taken, there was a lot of commotion going on, and it nearly passed. But there was a lot of miscommunication, and I feel that Mr. Novick can better suit it today to motivate to reconsider the motion, how to evaluate on-air programming.
Okay, thank you. So the members made a motion to reintroduce a motion that was voted down last month?
Barely.
Mm-hmm. Was it last month?
Yes.
Okay, I have to correct something. I looked at the vote. It wasn't barely. It had about a third against a majority. It wasn't 9-8.
It was 9-8. It's on the recording as well. The archive.
Well, that's not what it says in the minutes.
8-9, it should
be. Well, if I could find the minutes. Here are the minutes. Let's get that. Let's just take a minute, look up in the minutes, and see where that is.
On the bottom of page 2, item E, it says it was discussed with the invitation 3-4-2 against motion failed in a vote of yes 8-9, no 9, 2 abstentions.
Wait. The bottom of page 2?
Towards the bottom of page 2, prior where it says because Max and Jackson.
Wait, why don't I see it? Page 1.
Section E, programming oversight, the last line.
Right, got it, okay. Yes, 8, no, 9, staying 2. Okay. Okay, great, got it. So, yes, it barely failed. Okay, so Bella has made a motion to reintroduce this motion in this meeting. Is there a second? Okay, Polina seconds. We'll take the time and have 2 for and 2 against. It would be better to rotate. Go for and against, for and against. Who wants to speak for this motion?
Can you read
what's
the motion,
please?
Okay, Michael. The motion is, the following motion is presented here. Resolved that the annual program evaluation process of KPFK shall include A, self-evaluation, B, peer evaluation, C, listener evaluation, and D, management evaluation. There was, and that's it. That's the motion, period. Go ahead, Michael. Speak to, one moment.
Okay, go ahead.
I already started discussion. Michael, 4.
Okay, so the point of this motion was to not to establish criteria, not to conflict with anything the PMB previously said about what the basis of evaluation should be. It just talks about the process of evaluation at the station. It's fairly self-explanatory. I don't know if I can motivate any better than I did over the phone last time. But the idea is that the evaluation process should have those 4 aspects, that the programmers themselves need to be involved in considering how effective and how productive their programming is and how it could be improved. That process should also include evaluation by their peers. Other producers and programmers should have a chance to offer positive suggestions, critical, constructive criticism, best practices they've found helpful in producing their own shows. C, it should include listener evaluation, which have a process, doesn't specify what it is, could be focus groups, could be surveys, could be compilation of on-air comments, and obviously, of course, management evaluation. The decisions about programming are made as they're made by management, but there is a mandate in the bylaws for a fair oversight process of programming decisions. This explains what some of that would entail.
10 seconds.
Okay, thank you. I do.
Question.
Wait a second. We want to go. I want to go 2 for and 2 against. I don't want to prolong this for the whole day. So I already agreed to that. So I don't want to go into questioning Michael.
Well, I have a question about the...
All right, go ahead.
Okay, I have 2 questions. One, listener input, since the LSB was elected to represent listeners, is this indicating that the LSB should be involved in that as in as much as they were elected to represent listeners? That's A. And then... the second question is, are you talking about evaluating each program before, like, it's changed time slots or taken off the air? I'm not clear about what it is that you're. Are you talking?
Yes, so it says the annual program evaluation process. Every program should be evaluated at least once a year. as far as the first question, it doesn't specify. There have been program councils. There have been other methods that have been used in the past. It doesn't specify whether the LSB has a role or not.
Okay.
All of that will be fleshed out further.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to insert. May I insert? Please time this for 5 minutes for the whole thing, and then we'll go to a vote if we hit 5 minutes. Grace, and then Lawrence.
Okay.
Oh, wait.
I'd like to speak against this motion because there already is approved policy of the foundation passed first by the National Programming Committee and second by the whole entire Pacifica National Board. I will read it to you. Pardon me. I sent it out to everybody in the last meeting. I will read it aloud if you will bear with me. I think that Michael's suggestion.
I think that would take too much time from the discussion.
Please get recognized first.
Okay.
Finish your statement.
Okay. I believe that Michael's suggestion would needlessly prolong an evaluation process endlessly and create a real bottleneck, overburden the program director, and create many levels of bureaucracy that and inefficiency. We do have programming evaluation policy. If I can have a couple of minutes to read it. I'm not going to read it if you don't want to, but knowing it and understanding it, I think, will hinder this board from coming to a decision.
I want to interject one question, and then we'll go to... he's going to go first, because he hasn't spoken yet. In the past, has there ever been program evaluation accomplished? Like there was a program council or whatever was going on. How many programs were evaluated? 2, 3, 10, 20?
Well, I was on the interim program council.
How many?
I would say we probably evaluated about 15 submissions for programs that were auditions that were submitted for a literary program and a music program. And we evaluated 5 blocks of programming over the course of the interim program council.
5 programs?
5 blocks of programs. We evaluated the late night programming. We evaluated the drive time.
Did not individual programs, just the section.
No. We evaluated the programs in those blocks, yes. So I can't give you an exact amount. I have to look back at the minutes, but at least I would say 25 programs.
Okay.
Went through
that
process.
Thank you. So let's keep this. One second. Let's not jump all over. We've had 1 for, 1 against, 1 more person for. Then we'll take questions. You want to speak for the motion?
I do.
Okay, go ahead.
I think it's important. I was very disappointed that this motion failed last time because if we are not having community engagement and station engagement regarding the actual programming of the station, then what we're having is a sort of disconnected financial analysis wherein our number 2 show, like Rising Up with Sonali, gets discounted because it's not bringing in the funds it could if it was properly supported and promoted by the station.
Yeah.
So I do think that this expands our ability to hear the voices of the community without having to have sort of these cumbersome relations within the CABs and things like that that get bogged down. So I think it's extraordinarily important that this...
Okay, thank you. Anybody speaking against? Mansoor.
Be time myself. So I just think the program director is doing his job. He's evaluating programming. And if anything, we have CAPS, Community Advisory Board. Their main purpose is to reach out to the community and hear from them whether they like or dislike a program and relay that message to the management team. So I think this is repeating, but it's in the process. Thank you.
Okay, now, Oscar, did you have a question, or you want to speak for or against?
In this case, funny enough, Mr. Mansour opened up a little Oscar. Issue. So it will be a point of information.
Speak loud to the group.
Yeah, okay. That will be a point of information. Funny enough, related to Mr. Mansour, mentioned that the program director is doing an excellent job. We've just been coming this last week, and not only as the Spanish programming, but also as a general, I want to think a lot of general programmers. We just came back from a series of contacts with Kevin Fleming, and I am really, really either confused or I don't know what the guy is doing there. The basic, as I will understand, the basic labor, whoever manager or director, it will be first of all to know his product, he knows his services, and most important, to know his people, who is under him. And just checking a lot of interactions that we've been having with him this last week, and we got a really nice trail of emails where pretty much shows like, personally, I don't know what the heck he's doing there. It looks like he lacks knowledge of programming, of personnel, of basic situations where
time.
Regarding to where the programming Oscar, is and what is going. Pretty much, that's my point.
I said 10 seconds.
Oh, 10 seconds. Okay. All right, thank you. One second. Slow down. Everybody gets to speak. But we're not going to spend the afternoon on this. We're going to vote. So we're going to go.
Chair, please recognize me. I didn't use the word excellent. I said he's doing his
job. Okay, speak louder, please.
I said the program director is doing his job evaluating. I didn't use the word excellent.
Thank you. That's a correction. Lawrence.
Thank you, Chair.
And then Michael, and then I think we're going to go to a vote.
Can we hear the current evaluation process so we know what we're comparing against?
Okay, how long will it take, Grace?
Not long, as soon as I find it.
I'm sorry.
In the meantime, you might as well just...
Okay, you have. Hold it. Hold it. Michael has he's part of the officers, so that's why he can interrupt. So let's go to Lawrence,
thank you.
And then Grace, and then we vote.
You recognized me earlier from my point of information after Lawrence.
Okay. What's your point of information, Mike?
Isn't the responsibility of the CAB to conduct the community and needs assessment and
yes.
not to evaluate the programming?
Yes.
Right. Yes. It's community needs. It's not yes. evaluating programming.
Thank you.
I have a real serious concern with the PNB being the bureaucracy that oversees programming, because as it stands right now, we're losing hemorrhaging listeners all over the network. We are losing people, folks. That's the reality of the situation. And I believe that the reason we're losing people is because listeners, people who are listening and who are giving money into the network, are not actually having a say in terms of to what it is that they want to hear or what it is that they think is critical enough for them to continue to support. So my question is to both Grace and Michael, with the state of the programming as it is right now where we're losing listeners, I mean, we are losing thousands and thousands of listeners throughout the whole network. What would the advantage be of having a listener evaluation? And it's not just the peer. Listeners that represent, we the representative yeah, represent
sure.
the listeners.
And peers.
But talking about peers and talking about the listeners that listen and have an opportunity to input, what's the difference between those two approaches, and can a PNB policy be amended? And I believe it could be amended with a motion.
Okay. All right, thank you. Now we're going to go to Grace. I'm going to take that as a pro. And now, Grace, as fast, and you can skip paragraphs, you know,
okay.
just give us
sure.
the guts.
I read quickly. Let me do it. This is the motion, the
policy.
Specifica policy on program evaluation. Listenership at all five stations has been declining, as far as we can tell, without subscribing to Nielsen ratings. Remember that this was passed in 2017. Declining listenership has resulted in declining membership and income. This has been forcing stations to lengthen fund drives and resort to other measures to make ends meet. Because of this, it is imperative that programming improvement be a top priority. Therefore, it is necessary to evaluate programs on an individual basis. Thus, the program director is charged with evaluating every program using the following criteria. 1. Nielsen ratings, if available. 2. Amount of money generated by the program. 3. Amount of membership generated by the program. 4. Does the program content conform with the Pacifica mission? 5. Willingness of the programmer to create learning opportunities for interns, including affording them some on-air experience. 6. Sound quality of the program. 7. Production values of the program. 8. Does the program subject matter add diversity to our grid in terms of appeal to varied demographics and interests? 9. Does the program have a social network presence, and is the programmer and or producer promoting through social media and other outreach? 10. Input from stats.pacifica.org, community advisory boards, PNB National Programming Committee, and AudioPort Program Sharing History. 11. Amount of volunteer participation of programmer in station operations and events. Programs should be judged based on their placement on the grid. In other words, as morning drive time has a higher potential audience, it should be expected to produce more income than shows in a less advantageous time slot. The program director should not first evaluate all programs involving paid staff. The next evaluation priority will be all programs in daytime hours during the week and on weekends. That's programming policy.
Thank you. Okay, now we're going to vote. I'm going to read the motion once again, and I'm not going to make any comments about it. Okay, the following motion was presented to the LSB. Resolved that the annual program evaluation process at KPFK shall include A, self-evaluation, B, peer evaluation, C, listener evaluation, and D, management evaluation. The yes vote supports this motion.
Okay, all those in favor of approving the motion to provide a new way of evaluating programs, a new process, please raise your hand.
On the programming oversight committee.
Okay. On the program. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All those opposed? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. All those abstaining?
1.
Just one? Okay.
Okay. The motion fails. Yes, Mansour.
9 minutes into this category.
Okay. So we're going to go move on now. That was program oversight. We'll go to personnel. And
I forgot. You want
Jan?
Fundraising.
With fundraising.
Oh, all right. Okay. Fundraising. Well, so how did I skip fundraising?
Because
you weren't here. Now, are you ready?
He wasn't prepared.
Go ahead.
Okay.
But do your best to speak up. We have no mics.
Okay.
Well, give them 5 minutes, because we're over time for the section.
No, you've got 9 minutes.
Okay, great. So take 5 minutes, okay?
Anyal and I have been meeting together, collaborating on different fundraising ideas. And I came up with this one particularly because this would... It would just address some of the issues that we're talking about right now, and it would be able to start immediately. It's called the KPFK Changing Directions. Now, if I pass out some information here, look at, if you refer to the second page, it says changing directions simply means that we're doing things differently, because it can be very challenging to ask donors for thousands of dollars when you're managing your station the same way you have been for years. So with all the information and report that's out there about KPFK, that's what's making it so difficult for people to give. That's where you lose. That's why you're losing your listeners. It's simply because of that, because You're doing the same thing over and over and over and over. Same thing over that's not working. Any business, you could drive up down the street. If you see a business, you will see that has made some major changes. You will see a big notice on there that says under new direction. They've changed their policy, and in most cases, they've changed their staff. They're doing it because they have to make sure they change their image. You know, so these are things that's appealing when you make changes. Even I used to say nobody wants to buy a loaf of stale bread. You don't want to go to the store and buy stale bread, same old bread that's sitting on the shelf for years. Well, it's the same with the programming and all other things. One of the things that it mentions in here, and I'm talking to Daniel, and we'll be working with him. It said they're on the arrival of new improved programming, more community involvement, in-depth local news, exotic music programming, more, as he said, exciting community events for the whole family, and after-school programs. So KPFK needs to look different. It needs a new face. With people, like I said, it looks more, people will be more interested in trying to support the station in more ways than one, more than just finance. You get volunteers. When you build this thing up, you will see the door, that people will knock down the door to come in here and try and help the station. Then number two on there, it says when this thing gets kicked off, it said every association is encouraged to mail out 5 for these invitation letters. You could start, right then and there, start raising funds right there. You start sending out these to the 5 people that you know. You don't have to worry about being known because the letter's already written. All you have to put on there is to address the person. Number 3 said, well, and then it said, the 3 I'll say, I'll be sending out letters to people I know. The big, say, donors, people who will donate to an organization like KPFK because they love what you're doing in the community. But you got to do something in the community. You got to be seen in the community. People have to see you doing something in the community to help other people in order to help you. And then 5, it says, I was suggesting that you go to somewhere like the post office. You pay for a list of people who have posted. They do this to me all the time. They buy a list of names of people who have post offices, and they send these letters out and solicit for donations. So this is just one. You know,
one minute.
So this is what it's already ready to go. Where it says you are invited to join as a monthly sustaining supporter. That's what these big corporations, so much corporations, but companies that are offering money, they say, we inviting you to join us. Instead of we asking you for money, you join us. But you have to set the station up. You have to have, it has to be appealing. It has to be something people want to be involved with. You know, so we, you know, just keep going this way. It's not going to happen. So when we come together and find a way to bring this together, I think we'll be a lot more successful.
Okay, thank you, Rob.
Okay.
Thank you. Are there questions? Okay, Bella, you had a lot of airtime. We'll go with Barbara and then Bella.
So, Rob, I want to thank you for this, and I just want some clarity.
Okay.
The 5 letters you want us to send out would be this letter that's attached on top, but addressed to the person that we know.
Is it a letter from you or is it a letter from us? No, this the letter there is from the organization. It's like, I'm going to send this letter to you, and it addresses your name on there. It says, Barbara, you see.
It's customized.
Would you please send us this?
So this would be the body, and we would send it to the person that we know.
Thank you. Did you want to speak?
I do. That was going to be my question as well, because I just wanted to address to Paige Dickerson. Do you have this, I guess, in another format so that we could send them out, to our own contacts and supporters of the station?
Give us a,
electronic copy.
I'd yeah. To address that.
Yeah, yeah, there's no problem.
Well, I'm addressing it now. So yeah. Thank you, though. When yeah, when I call you, you can talk.
USB
drive. Okay. Yeah, and I can send it. So now, so I can return an address so that they know. Because if I send it to my aunties or my friends,
right.
I want them to know who to send it back to, and also maybe including in the letter, you know, the link to the website or the fact that it's. I imagine it's tax deductible. Yeah. Information like that is very helpful, particularly to companies and organizations.
Exactly. You'll see that in there. One of the things that people, when we keep sending these out. Or you soliciting people, they want something for their money. They want a benefit. You know, they want some benefits. You know, just send it out and just, they want something for it. It's sort of make it more cordial.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you. Let's stay. We're over time, so I'm going to go to Jan. Bella, you'll be next. Go ahead, Jan. You haven't spoken on this.
I just want to know. It says here after-school programs, and I was just wondering what that referred to.
Okay, after-school program. I mentioned this once before. I got this this magazine from the school. This is like 80-something school district superintendents. Okay, you go to these each one, and we develop a school program.
But we don't have one right now.
No. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Okay, so we need to, like, cross that out if we're going to send
no,
it out.
No, but no, but no, this is just a proposal. This is something we're just throwing at you that's ready to go.
And we're
working together. Okay. So we can work toward that.
Okay. Bella, and then, Bella's the last speaker on this. Go ahead.
Okay, so I am on the fundraising committee as well. So I'd like to support and also add to what Rob Macon is trying to do. He's doing a Herculean work. It's really is championing this. But the issue for the it's all about programming. He's telling us that we have to reinvent the programming in order to attract the community to us. But moreover, this is a template. It can be redone for anyone, and it's not just to people that we know. This is could be to the down the block cleaners. In other words, anybody and anyone in the community can benefit and join KPFK. So this is really open door policy, and this is just a sample. So yes, it will be catered to your auntie, your uncle, whatever.
So you can change the whole.
Exactly.
You can change the letter to match.
Yes.
Okay, thank you, Rob. We're going to move on with the agenda. Thank you very much, Rob.
Thank you.
I know. We're going to extend this section. I have a half hour extra. So we're going on to the Town Hall Task Force.
And
excuse me, personnel is next.
Chair?
Yes.
Why don't we ask a motion?
Okay, yeah. So we used up our 30 minutes for the local advisory boards. Let's extend it by 15, because I know I've got two motions in here. Three, maybe.
Second.
So, look, any objections to extending this section by 15 minutes? None. Good. So the next one is personnel.
Oh.
And go ahead, Jan.
Okay, I was supposed to convene the personnel committee, and I haven't, but we've been dealing with a tremendous workload of personnel on the national level, and that is that bunch of stuff is winding down a little bit. So I'm planning on calling a personnel committee soon, but I'm wanting to get the people who.
Yes.
Have signed up for it, but since I'm here and everybody's here, would anybody who's interested in being on the personnel committee raise your hand?
I'm committed out.
Okay.
I think Mansoor was, but he left the room.
Okay. Okay, good.
Michael.
Okay, great.
And I sent you a list of who's already volunteered.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, great. Yes,
Is Jan done with the report?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'd like information.
Unless I'm going to... No. That's it.
Thank you. Go ahead.
I'd like to move that the KPFK Personnel Committee convene and start their program director evaluation, which is one of the duties of the KPFK.
And the general manager.
Okay, well, if you want to add that. But I'm moving for the Personnel Committee to start on their annual program director evaluation at their next meeting.
Okay, second?
Second.
Seconded. Any objections to that motion? Okay, passed. Michael?
Yeah.
Wait, this is, I'm talking about personnel.
Yes. Yeah, go ahead. In previous such evaluations, there was a survey that was circulated to the staff. Do you have that? And if not, can you get it so that that can be part of the evaluation process?
I will try, obviously. Well, yes, I will try to get it.
Okay. Just for the record, did you volunteer to be on that committee?
Yes, I did.
I'll
see if I have it in my files.
Michael Novick volunteered. He's got five committees. Mansoor and Mansoor also wants to be on the committee.
Paulina.
And
Paulina.
This is a personnel committee. Okay, now we're going to move on to, we're going to distribute these budgets. Got to go both ways here.
This is the town hall.
It was emailed out, but this is the town hall budget. I don't know. Here.
Thank you, Chair.
I want to take one. So who speaks for the town hall task force?
My name is Lawrence. I do.
You do, Lawrence.
I'm the convener.
You're the convener. Great.
Can we get copies?
Okay, so I'm you had this submitted as getting approval for this project, which I'm handing out.
Right.
You want to speak to it?
Yes. So this is a budget that's subject to change. There's some changes. I was consulting with Bella De Soto, who has been kind enough to put the appearance of this budget together, and with expenses and in-kind donations and the such. And we feel that in order to post and have an effective town hall, we need approximately at least $1,500. And the KPK LSB budget, I believe it's line item for $2,500. So that's where we are right now. Bella, you want to?
Yeah, and if I may, we came up with $1,850. $100 of that is to pay a very special indigenous group to come from Phoenix, Arizona, to open up the event.
New Mexico.
It has been decided since the submission of this budget that that will be covered by a member. So the line item could be in the area of $1,750.
Wait a minute.
Are you ready?
$1,750?
Okay, no, it's
$1
off.
Less than $100.
Okay, so it's a budget. Who wants it?
And it's not eagle. It's not eagle like eagle. It's eagle like, you know.
Eagle, fly like
right,
an eagle.
Right, fly like an eagle.
No, eagle drone.
Not eagle.
Right.
Do any members have questions about the budget? We have Nancy, who hasn't spoken today, Michelle, Grace, Ollie. Oh, Fred.
Yeah,
okay.
You know, you tend to look in that direction. Just
okay.
You need to kind of keep your, you need to swivel your neck this way.
Who's the left hand part?
Okay, let me write this down. One second. So we got Nancy, and then Fred hasn't spoken. Michelle, Barbara,
additional for
Grace.
Or $1,700.
Is that it? That's it. Oh, and Ollie, good. Okay. All right, Nancy.
I sent out an email.
Louder.
I sent out an email regarding some of my concerns, and I appreciate those who responded with some answers to the concerns, although, as far as I'm concerned, the answer, the responses do not meet my concerns in terms of changes. I appreciate every effort that everybody makes to put on an event, but in putting on an event, and you're spending this kind of money, I want to know how and where the audience is going, the people are going to come to justify this kind of expense. I still repeat the fact that I do not believe in supporting the big corporations, printing houses like Office Depot. I believe in supporting local mom-pa operations. Regardless of whether or not Office Depot gives a discount, the mom-pa will give a discount. Two is environmentalists are totally opposed to balloons. I'm still opposed to balloons. Three is I understand that there's a great indigenous group that is desired to be brought in, but does the audience care or know who they are? And is that going to make a difference in attendance? If it does, then let's bring them in. If it doesn't, this community of Southern California and Los Angeles has an incredible number of performing groups of every indigenous and ethnic persuasion. And I just wonder about that expense. It's nice to support them, but if it doesn't make a difference in terms of bringing the attendance, then why do it? So those are continue to be my concerns.
Okay, thank you.
So, Chair, what I'll do is I'll take the questions in block.
No, we're going to go through the queue. You want to be on the queue, Lauren?
No, I'll just take the questions in block.
Oh, great. You'll respond to them later. Okay. Fred?
I want to be on the list.
Okay. I got you both on the queue. Mansoor and Mike. Okay. Fred is next.
Okay, I have the floor.
Yes, you have the floor.
Well, I was a little miffed because this budget was not run through the Finance Committee. But putting that aside, I've been involved in town hall events since I've been on the board 8 years, starting in 2011. We had a town hall event in 2012 that I think we spent less than $500 on. It took place on Venice Boulevard at a Masonic Hall. Most of that money was for renting the hall, actually. We didn't have, and the main purpose, besides the financials, the main purpose of this town hall event is basically for the station to be able to listen to and get feedback from the listeners of the station. Listeners can come to the event and you know, meet some of their favorite programmers, hear about the station, and then tell us what they think about the station. That's the purpose of the town hall, not to have a birthday cake and have some kind of an in-house celebration of the station. And that's why I think, you know, at least $1,000 of this budget is for all kinds of stuff, for bling, and not for the purpose of the town hall. And that's basically my comments. I've been involved in several town halls, and they typically don't cost $2,000. They're on the order of $500.
Thank you, Fred. I got to interject a point of information. What's the date, target date for the town hall?
Mr. Chair.
Oh, I want to know the target date for the town hall. Let me ask Lawrence.
No, may I respond, please?
Yeah, go ahead.
Instead of Lawrence, thank you. This is Bella. The reason why I need to respond is because I explained during the Governance Committee meeting.
All right, that's it, Bella. I want to get my question answered.
It was stated that we have not been able to set a date in October. It would be the first or second week of October because the station working with the GM is on constant fund drive.
Thank you.
And we
Thank
must
you.
Announce it.
Thank you. Bella, cut it off. Cut it off.
Okay.
The answer
promoted.
Is the first and second week of October. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's one of the questions.
Okay, and the other question is the location. Do you have a location?
Location is going to be it's going to be free of charge, Fred. The location is going to be... Bella, please.
Let me... I get confused when I'm trying to... I'm autistic, so bear with me. So... It's going to be at local SEIU 2015 on Washington Boulevard, and that'll be in October, the second week of October.
And what kind of facility?
And that's a union hall.
Okay, great.
Thank you, Lawrence.
Thank you. Now let's continue with the queue.
Mr. Chair, point of personal privilege.
Personal privilege means you have to use the ladies' room or something like that.
I have to express my dismay and disappointment at the fact that the chair has raised his voice in an appropriate, in a completely inappropriate manner. It's very triggering.
Okay, thank you for noting that. Okay. All right, so let's go back to the queue. Fred, and now Mike.
That was me.
Oh, right, Michelle, correct. Go ahead.
Okay, thank you. I just want to state that I'm an experienced event planner, everything from large-scale weddings. I participated in a series of events with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Last year, I was one of the lead organizers of that trip that she had here. I've done several of the large-scale Bernie events that you all have been to, I'm sure, And I want to say that, number one, the 60-year anniversary is a great opportunity to be bringing people in and to be branding the station in the newer, younger community. Certain things like T-shirts and hats are extraordinarily appropriate. I agree with the point about the balloons. The balloons should be nixed. But when we have things like T-shirts and hats, number one, we're engaging with the community and they're out there branding for us. And number two, they are an opportunity to make money. They should be sold. They should be sold at a small profit so that we can bring that money back into the station. So if we invest $700 in T-shirts and hats, we maybe come away with $1,000 or $1,200. Right? And so those are an investment. And the 60-year marker is a great opportunity to do that. It would be barely irresponsible of this board to not take advantage of the 60-year in every way that we can to bring sorry, I'm getting distracted. To take advantage of the opportunity to bring new people into the station and to throw ourselves a party that will invite people to actually become involved. And I disagree that the only point of this event is to take opinions from the community. It is also an opportunity to reintroduce ourselves to the community and ensure that we are engaging in a back and forth with the community.
Yeah, we have time on that.
I have to say one more thing. I apologize. You know, I'm usually very respectful of time. But the idea that we should be opened by an indigenous group is extremely appropriate and, in fact, necessary. My only correction would be it should be the indigenous group of whose land we are on,
right.
And
okay.
Not someone coming from out of state. But it is necessary.
Okay, thank you. By the way, thank you. I'm just going to take a privilege as a chair. Please state in when you're speaking about the budget. We are going to have a town hall. We're looking now at the budget.
So my point is that the expenses and promotional
you spoke
materials
on
are justified.
Okay, thank you. So next is Barbara.
Timekeeper?
Yeah.
We got 3 minutes in this, the extended 15 minutes.
Okay, well, we're going to go through the queue, and then we'll vote
maybe
on approving the budget.
We're going to go over because of the outreach.
And I have some concerns, too.
Yeah, it's going to go... We're just going to keep going. I don't think we have to ask about extending time because we have. We'll just go and extend time when we run out of time for the meeting.
All right, so just keep going.
Because we got till 1:30. Go ahead, Barbara.
Thank you. I would want to say that July of 2017, Roberta Eamon, who's no longer on the board, and myself facilitated and were co-chair on a town hall meeting. Our budget we didn't really have a budget, but it cost us $550 to rent the space. The food we donated, the purpose of the town hall was to celebrate KPFK, and we had several programmers and folks participate that were part of KPFK. We had Bill Gardner from Rhapsody in Black. We had Tanya Torres from
Contessence Quintet.
Yes, we had a news representative, and you videotaped it. And the way it was structured was the first part of the meeting was to hear from these individuals. The second part of the meeting was to hear from the participants.
30 seconds.
I'm going to need more time. Why we were listening to the individuals, Bella and her group, Spanish-speaking people, were passing around papers. When it was time to present to the public, they came up with music and guitars, started singing Spanish songs, and disrupted the town hall, and we were not able to finish. So, and part of the food budget, Roberta and I donated. So I think this budget is way, way out of balance for
the Thank you. Hall. Grace?
Okay.
Chair, excuse me.
Yes, Mansour.
We need to extend the time. I don't want to set a precedent.
I'd like to extend it for 10 minutes, Chair.
Okay.
I second the motion.
All right. So 10 minutes?
Yes.
Okay. Any objections? It was seconded. Any objections? Okay. Go ahead. Grace. 2 minutes. Or a minute and 90 seconds, Grace.
Okay. The first thing is Aniel responded to this thing about the T-shirts, and he said they have plenty of those at the station that can be loaned for sale at the town hall. Those are all available, all kinds of swag, with with OPFK logos on it. There's no necessity for that in this budget. We've got plenty of that. And this budget is just simply too high. Some of it is, I would like to make a motion that only $500 be allocated for this town hall, that we limit expenditure for the town hall to $500, which is approximately what was spent at the last town hall. Is that correct?
Yes.
That is incorrect. I'm just asking how much was spent?
$525 was for the
budget. Okay. I make a motion that we limit expenditures for this town hall to $500.
Second.
Okay, so one moment.
Point of information, Chair.
Yes.
Do you know how much it cost in 2014, the most recent one? $1,387 plus $500 worth of donations to food.
That's not the most recent.
One you ruined. Okay.
All right, that's it. Order.
14.
So thank you. Order. So Grace, are you done? You want to make a motion for 500? I would ask you to indulge. Let me get through the rest of the people on the queue, and then we'll take that motion and see if there's any amendments or whatever.
And it's seconded by Ali.
That's fine.
On the queue.
On the queue. All right. Well, we're extending the queue. Okay. So we have a motion on the floor, but we're going to go through the queue and before we vote and stuff. So motion for cutting it down to 500. Next is Ali, then Mansoor, then Mike, and then Rob.
And me.
I mean,
Paul.
Lawrence, please.
And Lawrence.
Yes, sir.
And Jan, I've been having my hand up.
Bella and Nancy.
Me. Hello.
Oh,
I've
Jan
been
who?
Having my hand up. Jan.
My head was in the way.
No, I've seen.
Okay, that's a lot of people.
You just have to turn your head.
Yeah, okay.
You have a neck ache?
It's a lot of people, so everybody's going to stay to 90 seconds.
1 minute?
1 minute, yeah, let's be shorter.
If it's possible.
Yes,
if
one
possible,
minute.
Please. And please stay on the point, which is the budget. On the point.
10 seconds and then time, that's it.
Okay, great. So, and Mansoor will interrupt you and say 10 seconds and then time. Okay, so next is Ali.
Okay, I didn't catch if SEIU was going to donate the space or if that would also be part of the budget.
There's a note at the bottom that says...
All right, thank you, Bella. Do not speak out of turn. It was... Ali, it was stated. It was stated. Lawrence stated that it was no charge.
It was on here.
Go ahead, Ali.
Okay, I also want to point out that KPFK is currently in a huge 60th anniversary celebration. We have street artist Shepard Ferry, who's designed a new logo for us. Mm-hmm. We have T-shirts. We have hats. We have glasses and water bottles, all with these items that would be perfectly appropriate to sell or offer at this event. So all the expenses for T-shirts and these designers and things, first of all, they're very high. I would like to know if competitive bidding was done on any of these. At least three estimates got on these T-shirts and this painting stuff. But like I said, we have those materials ready that could just be used at the event. So the line items for T-shirts and hats and other stuff, I would remove those and just use the stuff we have. That's
okay. Is that another motion?
It's 60th anniversary specific. No, it's just a suggestion. It's not a motion.
Okay, it's not a motion. Okay, Mansoor.
Thank you. Let me time myself. All right, I wholeheartedly agree to what's been said about T-shirts, this and that. Plus, don't forget, we usually use a union T-shirt people because KPFK promotes unions, so we don't want to go to Kinko's or Costco or whatever. I agree with
Costco.
I wholeheartedly agree with Michelle about the indigenous people. They are people all over here that they come to our rallies, they come to our protests, this and that. We should use those. The community knows them, so we should do it that way. Plus, regarding the printing, $218. We have a color printer at the station. We should at least do a comparison how much it would cost us with the ink and how many printing do we need. And then 10 seconds left, and that is, I'd rather to have Mexican food than Hong Kong ball food.
That's okay, thank preference. You. Thank you, Paul.
Oh, yeah, I was going to actually comment in reference to the T-shirts and the swag. I'm all for that, just as far as my generation is concerned. But then, like you said, if we have things that are already specific to 60th anniversary, I think it's an unnecessary fee. Because initially I was going to say that I work at the Goodwill, and we have a print shop, and we could get it, I would imagine, a significant discount on that. So we have a printing place, and they also do T-shirts and stuff, but it just seems like this is almost $900 for shirts and T-shirts. I mean, hats and shirts. And if you already have them, it's something that we could spend it on making the program a little bit better. And I think the issue is not really the budget. It's really getting the station to advertise to get the people. Because, you know, if you pay a lot of money, you want the people to come. So what's important is getting the public present and having the station to promote this really important program. So I hope we don't lose sight of that.
Okay, thank you. Lawrence.
Thank you. So just real quick, I feel a little bit offended because I've been in the movement, in the American Indian movement. I know the protocol when it comes to Native people and indigenous processes. And we were going to have a Tonga elder from this land do the invocation. And then we're going to have a drum, the drumming by the people who are in solidarity with the people who are struggling in New Mexico, which is the Apache, the Chiricahua Apache. So I take offense to that. And we've been waiting for folks to show up, to come and participate in this town hall task force. We've been hoping, in particular, to my sister Michelle to show up, because we know you have great ideas and you've been involved with that.
10 seconds.
And so, and then in regards to the budget, hey, you know, I know town halls, there's always been opposition and, you know, it gets intense. I was the first person that put on a KPFK town hall when the governance structure actually started. And it was a very successful town hall. Nothing was spent, just about. And it was done right there at IBEW in Westchester. And it was, the theme, Fred, was on Malcolm X. So, you know, these themes, especially, you know, we represent the people, these themes are good, especially with the 63rd anniversary. I don't, you know, I'm not married to this budget. You know, it's open to revision, but we are meeting with Anil. Anil is in the loop. I apologize if the budget wasn't submitted to the finance committee.
It. I did.
You did? Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. So Bella did submit it to the finance committee.
No.
It
maybe
was rejected immediately.
Okay. Anyway, so I'm completely open. The union is behind us. I am a union person. I'm a union activist. So the union's behind us, and we'll get it
okay,
done.
Okay, thank you, Lawrence. Bella.
Okay, so I want to, before I say anything else, I want to address Nancy Perlman's concern, because I also emailed her back. These are not balloons, as the balloons that you and I know. These are very special balloons that were utilized in 2014. They spell K-P-F-K. And they were loved by everyone. They're very specific and very special balloons for the occasion. And they are of a certain film, so they're not of the plastic substance that we do not like. The other thing is, this is a sample of what I created in Spanish and English back in 2014, two per page, back and forth. So we're going to be doing that. I did bids from three, four different places for both cabs. I walked, I traveled, I got. So I did what I had to do. I'm also working, we're working with Anil. So whatever Anil has, we are going to adopt. However, we have very specific artwork. And Cindy is working with us as well. We also have a trophy that's not part of the budget, which I am covering. We have got to commemorate 60th year's anniversary of non-commercial radio. This is critical. This is how we bring the community in, and we need to accept this budget with the option of some adjustments. But the main spirit of the budget is in place. It was done properly, and we need to move forward. By the way, the gun, the drum person,
yeah,
will, the group will be covered solely by Mr. Lawrence.
Okay, thank you very
Reyes.
Much. Okay.
So it has been taken
right
out of the budget.
Nancy,
thank you.
For this segment again.
All right, we've still got four people. Nancy,
I could,
Jan, Michelle,
I could do that at work.
Just, yeah. All right, let's just go. Let's just go through this. Just chill with the time. Go ahead.
Wait. No, I'm sorry, Chair. Please.
What?
Michael was. Don't extend time on your own.
Motion to extend the time.
Ten minutes. Okay. Seconded. Any opposition? No. Good.
Can we ask it?
Jan. It's Nancy.
Three items that I did not mention earlier. One, and I mentioned it in the email, I have like four drawers of caps, baseball caps, which I don't wear, and T-shirts. You know, let's be creative if you're going to have swag, or use the swag that we already have. Second is, in terms of the indigenous people from this land, remember that there's an argument between the Tongva and the Kish.
Only indigenous people know about that argument. Okay. You know, so don't, let's not even go there.
I'm just saying, it's a problem.
That's out of order.
This order. Lawrence, cut it out. Nancy, continue.
I'm just simply saying, keep that in mind when you're inviting. A third is, I've held organizational fundraisers for my nonprofit for decades. And I always calculate, how much do we spend for how much do we get in and who attends? I have no idea. I haven't heard what the attendance was the last few years to these town halls. If we're spending $1,700, which I don't agree with, and we don't get 1,700 people, 1,700 people would be $1 that we're spending per person.
Sure.
So if we only get, keep in mind, how much per person.
Okay, please keep to the time. Jan.
I just wanted a point of order not to repeat arguments that have already been made.
Okay, thank you.
And discussion has already been
okay.
Had.
Okay, Michelle.
Thank you. I'd like to amend my previous comments with the information that the T-shirts and hats and swag that we already have do have the Shepherd Fairy design on them. If that is the case and we have enough, then I would support the idea of taking the swag cost off of the budget. I redid the math, and when you do that, you come out with, let me see. I also took off the flyers because I think it is a good idea to see about color printing at the station. So when you take off the flag and the swag and the flyers, you are down to $585. That is considering the fact that Lawrence is donating for the Indigenous group's travel stipend. And also, I wanted to go over the promotion and the attendance issue. Do my best to attend the next meeting for the town hall, because with proper promotion, I do think we could have very solid attendance at this event.
Okay,
and
thank
my
you,
final
Michelle.
Thing is, I defer to Lawrence, who is apparently in contact with our local Indigenous movement, and they are in contact with the out-of-state Indigenous movement. So if that is endorsed by our local folks, then I defer. Thank you.
Michael, you're last. There's nobody else on the queue. Then we're going to vote on the motion to cut the budget. Go ahead.
I'm good with Michelle's suggestion.
Okay, thank you. So there's a motion on the floor to change the $1,850 to $500.
$500
is on the floor.
The motion is $500.
It's $585.
If somebody wants to make an
amendment.
Order! $500 is the motion on the floor. If somebody wants to make an amendment, raise your hand. You'll be recognized. Go ahead, Jen.
I'd like to amend it to $600.
Second.
Okay, any opposition to that amendment? Okay, so the motion is now the town hall budget is $600. Seconded, okay. Any
conversation?
No, we had too much conversation. We had all the conversation we're going to have. Now we're going to vote on it.
Roll call vote.
So we could do a roll call vote as far.
Okay.
The vote is for $600.
So, point of order.
Why?
Point of order.
Yes, Jim.
If no one objects to the $600, no vote is needed.
Okay. Are there objections to the motion for $600?
Right here.
Okay, thank you.
My question was never answered. How many people have attended the town hall in the past?
Why don't you get on the radio and you start promoting it then? Let's see.
Thank you.
A couple hundred?
Thank you.
Just figure out.
All right, let's speak.
No, it's not worth it.
600 you're paying.
The disagreement can be reflected in your vote.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Just keep that in mind.
Yeah.
The disagreement can be reflected in
your Okay, great. We have some disagreement. Somebody asked for a roll call vote. Let's do it.
Okay. The motion is on the floor to approve $600 for the town hall. If you want to approve, say yes. If you don't, say no. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Ken Aaron?
Pass.
Michael Adler? Yes. Singy Bird?
Yes.
Yes. Fred Blair?
Yes.
Yes. Sandy Childs?
Yes.
Yes. Bella DeSoto?
No.
Bella DeSoto, no. Jamie Gomez?
Sure.
Yes. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Jan Goodman, yes. Ali Lexa?
Abstain.
Abstain. Rob Macon?
Yes.
Pass. Barbara Marbach?
Abstain.
Abstain. Michelle Manos?
Yes.
Yes. Michael Novick?
Abstain.
Abstain. Nancy Perlman?
No.
No. Reza Poor?
You mean you agree or?
You don't.
She said no.
Yes. I don't want 600, I don't want 1700.
Yeah.
Oh. Reza Poor, I'm sorry.
Yes.
Yes. Steve, not here. No. Lawrence Reyes?
Yes.
Paul Roberson?
Yes.
Yes. Mansoor Sabah?
Pass.
Oscar Ulloa?
Abstain, Bruce.
Abstain. Polina Vasiliev?
Yes.
Lisa Wong?
Yes.
People who are...
Did you call Michael Novick?
Michael Novick changes his name, yes.
He abstained.
He
let me go through...
changing, Michael.
Okay, you're changing yours to...
Yes.
Yes. Ken, do you want to change
yes.
your pass? Yes. Rob Macon, you want to change your pass?
No.
You want to abstain?
Yes.
Abstain. And Mansoor Sabat?
Yes. I'll change to yes.
To yes. Okay. We have 16 yes, 2 no, 4 abstain. The motion passes.
Okay, very good. And now we're going to move right on to the Outreach Committee. We just have two more motions, and then we go to public comment. So the first motion is on-air. The first motion is on-air meeting announcements.
So you've got 3 more minutes into this category.
I'm going to need 10.
All right, so
I move to
motion
extend
to extend.
Okay, 10 minutes. Okay. Any objections? None. Good. So the first motion is on-air meeting announcements. This is from Bella DeSoto. The KPFK LSB recommends that LSB committee meetings be announced on air during the KPFK calendar of community events. Second?
Read that again.
I'll read it again. The KPFK LSB recommends LSB committee meetings be announced on air during KPFK calendar of community events.
SharePoint of information.
Anybody second the motion?
Point of information.
Yes.
When it's a motion that comes out of a committee, it doesn't need to be seconded. Am I right?
Correct.
This motion was from Bella.
Oh,
the governance committee.
From the governance committee.
It wasn't from the governance committee.
Okay,
in that
case,
it was from Bella.
No.
Thank you.
Okay. Anybody second this motion?
Second.
You can't second your own.
Oh,
motion.
That's right.
Okay, Michelle seconds it. Anybody opposed to this motion? I'll read it one more time. Grace, please.
This is the second motion on the...
Second motion on page 2. The KPFK LSB recommends that LSB committee meetings be announced on air during the KPFK calendar of community events. Anybody object to that? Any opposition? Okay, the motion passes. The next motion, which is from Bella DeSoto and Michael Novick for an assist. The LSB recommends to station management putting on candidate forums with an opportunity for live listener call-ins, including at least one bilingual Spanish-English forum.
Second.
Second, good. And Chair? Anybody opposed to this motion?
Yes, Chair.
Yes, Jan.
I move to amend this motion, or maybe it's a substitute motion, that the LSB recommends to the station management to broadcast the candidate forums that took place and have been already recorded.
You're referring to debates.
Does anybody? I want to point out that that's contrary to this motion.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said a substitute motion.
No. You can't.
Okay. Wait a second. I'm not sure. You're substituting a motion for that motion. You recognize it's completely different.
Yeah, she does not know.
Yeah.
No. You're saying broadcast the pre-recorded forums.
That's like a separate motion.
That's a separate motion.
Yes, right?
I'm saying a substitute motion.
No.
You're saying you oppose having live call-ins from the listeners and you only want to broadcast the pre-recorded tape.
Let me intercede here. Okay. I think you're misunderstanding something. Okay. The forums were already filmed. They were not well attended. Very few people spoke. They were not translated into Spanish. There were no call-ins. The audience didn't participate.
Okay.
This is a horse of a different color. Right?
I'll make this as a separate motion.
Yeah, that's fine. Jamie.
Yeah. So I attended the debate forums, and as was pointed out by Jan, voting starts August 15th. If we have something on air, it would need to occur before August 15th.
That is correct.
A big complaint of a lot of the people that weren't able to attend the debate forums that we had the other day was their notification was late and they weren't able to attend.
Right.
We have very little time between now and August 15th to put this process together. So Bella's motion would be dependent on it occurring before August 15th. She said that would be okay. So I guess that's a friendly amendment.
Okay, so you're making an amendment prior to August 15th, comma, prior to August 15th. Aired prior to August
15th.
Correct. Aired prior to August 15th is an amendment. Any objection to that amendment?
Point of information.
Okay, let's go. This gets muddy here. Go ahead, Michael.
Well, I was the original maker of the motion before Bella. I want to speak to this. This is a bylaws requirement. It's very, very clear.
Oh, wait, before you're speaking to the motion, we have an amendment.
I'm speaking to oppose the amendment in favor of the motion as stated.
Okay, go ahead.
Without any further amendment. The bylaws require that the stations air live candidate forums with the opportunity for listeners to call in with their questions. We're violating the bylaws if we do not adopt this amendment. If the management wants to persist in violating the bylaws, then that needs to be part of the evaluation of the management that the LSB is capable of carrying forward. But the LSB should stand for the validity of the bylaws, which are that the whole purpose of the elections is to have an opportunity for the listeners to choose representatives and for the staff to choose representatives who reflect their views of the future direction of the station.
Okay, well, thank you. What are you speaking of, what we're dealing with? We got the motion and the amendment.
The fact that the balloting begins August 15th and there's not sufficient time to notify and explain to the listeners should not require us to do everything by August 15th.
Okay.
The balloting takes place for 45 days. If you announce to the listeners beginning now that there will be on-air candidate forums in which they'll have an opportunity to call in, it will actually promote interest in the elections and in the voting and increase the likelihood of having a quorum. But you don't have to have all those things by the 15th. You have to have it during that 45-day period that begins on the 15th. So I'm opposed to the amendment. I think we should just go on record calling for the management to do this and giving them the time necessary to do it.
Okay, thank you. So that's...
Hold on, hold everything.
It's not going to get confusing here. Jamie offered an amendment. Somebody seconded it.
I rejected it.
You don't get an option to reject. You get an option to second.
Yes, I do. I'm the maker.
Jamie made an amendment. Somebody seconded it. So the question is, let's just vote on the amendment. Then we'll vote on the motion.
I
So,
like to speak in favor.
What's the point of order?
Go ahead. Yes, this is the Bella, once the motion is made, it's the property of the body, no longer the maker.
That's right.
I understand, but I
have. You and I cannot reject the amendments.
I would like to speak against the amendment.
The body is hearing the amendment.
Okay, but we already had somebody speak against the amendment. We had somebody speak against the amendment. We had somebody originate for the amendment. I don't want to go back and forth anymore. Let's vote. We don't need to discuss it.
I have...
You must. Go ahead.
Well, I just... The reality is that people don't... Until they have a ballot in their hands, they can't... It's very difficult to even think about who they want to vote for and against. So the idea of having the forum before people have a ballot in their hands is actually, I think, counterproductive. It should.
Okay. Well, thank you. Okay. Great. So, all right, ladies and gentlemen, we got public comment, and then we got another parts to this meeting. You want to chew on this all day? Okay. I'll give it. Like 3 minutes. We've got to go to a vote here.
Why don't we have a comment before we vote
on the amendment?
No.
We're voting on the amendment. That's all we're voting on, the amendment.
We should listen to the public before voting.
No, we're voting on this. Well, thank you, Bella.
That's how we should vote.
Thank you. No more of that. So, Lawrence.
Thank you. So I'm in opposition to the amendment submitted by Jaime as well. And I'd like to affirm the fair campaign provisions in the bylaws that state what Michael stated and what the chair has stated as well, that there has to be interaction and engagement with between the candidates and our listeners, our stakeholders. So I just want to reaffirm the bylaw section in the bylaw, the fair campaign provisions, I believe is section 8 in the bylaws, article 4.
Okay, thank you. So, anybody else wants to comment about the amendment? No, good. Voting on the amendment. Michael?
Okay. All those in favor of amending this motion to state that it shall be on air by 8/15/2019. I said by, but it's fine. Either way, I will change it to before.
Oh, no, just pass along. Okay. I can't interrupt you. Please.
Amend to state that it shall be on air before 8/15/2019. Please raise your hands.
Can you repeat the way you just stated it?
Okay. All those in favor of amending the motion to state that it shall be on air before 8/15/2019, before the start of the election, so that
it being the candidate forum, correct?
Yes.
The announcement.
Voting to amend so that the motion will now read: the KPFK LSV recommends to station management putting on candidate forums with an opportunity for live listener call-ins, including at least one bilingual Spanish English forum, to be on air before 8/15/2019. So it's saying we're going to change that amendment to include the phrase on air before 8/15/2019.
It is wrong what you just said, if I may correct you, please.
No, point of order. Stop it.
It was read wrong.
It's...
He said,
Bella,
amending the amendment. It's a motion that is being amended.
Thank you, Bella. We're voting on the amendment, not the motion.
A motion to amend the motion.
Right.
So, let's vote.
Okay. All those in favor of amending the motion to state that it should be on air before 8/15/2019, please raise your hands. 2. All those opposed?
I'm sorry, I'm a little confused.
You're not the only one.
All right, are you in favor, Barbara? All right, all those in favor?
Redoing the vote. You're voting to mandate that this occurs. All right, order to clarify this. Yes means you're telling the management to get the forums on air before August 15th. That's just an amendment.
to the motion. All those in favor?
Got it.
Okay. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Did I catch you? Okay. You were voting the whole time, Rob? Okay. If I don't end up with 22 votes, we'll take it again. All right. No. All those opposed to adding the requirement that it be on before the start of elections?
Raise your hand.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten.
Okay.
Two. Abstaining?
Two. Three.
Chair. Did we get no? There's someone voted twice.
Mansoor.
So you want to do it again?
We need to do it again. Somebody voted twice. All right. All those in favor of making sure it happens before 8:15, before elections start.
When people don't have their ballots.
Yes, right. Jan. No. Okay. Election area.
Okay. All those. And Rob, are you still in favor?
Yeah.
What? You're changing your vote. Okay.
It's like YouTube or somewhere like
two,
on Facebook.
Three,
you
four,
can like
five,
watch it multiple times, right?
Six, seven. That's it. The others have changed their votes.
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. All those opposed to having the
motion altered.
All those opposed. Can you be quiet, please? All those opposed to having the election forum before 8/15, or stipulating that it be before 8/15. Please raise your hands. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. Nine. All those abstaining.
Four.
One, two, three, four. Okay, we now have 16. We only have 20. So I have two people that didn't vote.
Well, then they didn't vote.
What did you?
Just put a mask abstain.
All right.
He doesn't know who goes on.
You know, if you do a roll call, that'll resolve it, but it'll add time.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it does not pass. Yes, seven. No, nine. Abstain, six. I have abstained four, and we've got two people who I don't know what they voted for.
Okay, great. So we're going to move on to public. Yes, go ahead, Michael, real fast. Oh, we got to pass. That's right. We didn't vote on the original motion.
Okay, so now let's pass. Let's vote on the original motion.
I'm going to read it one last time.
Without the...
The KPFK LSP recommends that the LSP... Oh, excuse me. The LSP recommends the station management putting on candidate forums with an opportunity for live listener call-ins, including at least one bilingual Spanish-English forum.
Spanish, English.
Forum. Period.
Okay. All right.
I have to go British,
all those so in favor, please raise your hand. One, two, three, four, five, six.
Just
the forum. I counted it. Let me do it again. One, two, three,
another one?
Four, five, six,
oh,
seven,
yeah,
eight.
On air.
Oh.
Radio.
Are you raising your hands?
Yes.
Nine.
Radio.
10. 11, 12, 13, 14. All those opposed? All those abstain. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight.
Chair, point of information, if I may.
Okay, the motion passes yes 14, no 0, abstain 8.
Okay, thank you.
And everyone voted that time.
Okay, great. Paulina, point of information?
Very quick point of information, 20 seconds. I participated in the last time we did a bilingual forum, but I was not a candidate at the time. So I was able to do moderating and interpreting. But this time I cannot because I am a candidate, so I don't think I would be allowed. per the fair campaign provisions.
What's the point of information?
So I would like to offer my help with at least advising as to how it's been done previously, to whoever wants to organize it. We're not organizing that forum right now.
We're going to go to public comment. So that's not on the agenda to organize the forum. So let's move forward. Public comment. Please, we don't have a mic. You can pretend there's a mic, but do stand up. And, man, sir, this is 10 minutes. Public comment.
90 seconds.
Oh, 90 seconds.
90 seconds.
90 seconds per.
Starting.
Can you start talking?
Okay. I want to call your attention to two articles this morning in the New York Times. One about the bicycle messenger people for Grubhub, etc. The extremely dangerous occupation, which is gaining less than minimum wage, plus they must pay for their bicycles, plus they must risk their lives, plus they are injured. Second, the heat island effect happening in New York City. They're up above 100 degrees. The Edison is so overtaxed that the electrical system is failing. Why not go to green walls? We have seen latest articles about 21 million trees to affect our carbon and our heat effects. Trees cut energy usage. Put the bicycle messengers to being landscapers. They could possibly make better than minimum wage. So that's an environmental comment. Bye bye.
Thank you. Another person for public comment? Could you stand up, please?
Just form a line.
Yeah.
Pretend there's a mic.
Just go to the front, please, and give your name.
So I'll say 5 seconds, and then 10 seconds on the mic.
Appreciate you. Okay, so my name is Lauren. I have not attended a local station board meeting until today.
Welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate it. This needs a culture of inclusion and respect, like in the worst possible way. Between each other, between the community, in terms of your outreach, in terms of your social media. Everything I have seen today has been off-putting, to be very frank with you, and I'm not one who wants to come into a room and say comment about how people do things, but you need to assess how you do things. The crosstalk between each other, the crosstalk over the timekeeper, the crosstalk in terms of making sure that this entire situation ends on time. You need to address all of these things, especially when the public is watching you.
Mm-hmm.
That it just does not lend credibility to your entire message when you can't adhere to these principles. Your issue of inclusion and social media, those two things go together entirely. If you utilize social media in an effective, strategic way, you will solve most of your issues with attendance. You will solve your issues with volunteerism. You will solve your issues with inclusion of minority groups, in terms of what that means. And by the way, you need swag at your 60th. You absolutely need branded swag at your 60th. So whatever you've got, take it with you. Good. I'm just saying, you don't want to let that opportunity pass by. So thank you for the call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Next. Come on. Here we go.
I got 2 points to make. The first one is the Pacifica National Board or the local station board should not be in charge of evaluating programming, because their stated record, their historical record, is very deficient. They're incompetent. They're not qualified to make proper decisions. The end result is the programming failure, irrelevant failure on their 5 stations. Point number 2. If you do not have community engagement bilingually, because we are a bilingual station, a non-commercial bilingual community radio station, whether you like it or not, that's who we are. If you not engage the community, making them participate in the evaluation of the programming so they can accept or reject what you're offering as product, if you do not offer that, then you're setting yourself up for failure.
30.
When you do not have this bilingual on-air forums, you are rejecting people, you are putting hoops and obstacles on people's way, By having this little neighborhood discussion here that nobody can attend because they're far away in Riverside, San Diego, Santa Barbara. If you aren't there, they don't have to travel to come to the forum. They participate online or on the air. If you do not invest that kind of effort on being tolerant and including community, don't go around complaining that you have a problem, a financial problem, because we don't have enough listeners. Come on, wake up and smell the beans.
On power to you.
Well, I will not lecture you on things you already know about the unrepresentativeness or unreflectiveness of this board and the community that it supposedly serves, I mean, particularly in the Latino area. But I just discovered in the course of passing around a note looking for a ride to the valley that there's also a geographical unrepresentativeness, and this is actually could be a problem. I mean, why is it, and perhaps this should be a concern that's addressed with town halls, that they should be in different geographical areas so that you have a town hall perhaps in the valley where almost 40% or at least 3/8 of the LA's population lives, and also, you know, south of the 10 in south central where a humongous number of people live, many of them people of color. So please think about decentralizing. It might be better to have two small or three small town halls than one large one. And parenthetically, if anyone isn't going to the valley afterwards, he didn't get my note. I'm happy to contribute some gas in order to get a ride to anywhere like that.
20 seconds.
I'm done. Yield my 20 seconds.
Can I take your 20 seconds? Hi, my name's Janine Brown, and I'm a candidate. And I got contacted this week about the forum, and I wasn't able to make it. It was not only last minute, but it's on a Thursday afternoon. I work a job. She gave me two different slots to choose from, 2:30 or 6:30, and I wasn't able to make either. So it's also people that are interested in the forum may not be able to call in during those times. So I think the weekend time is really very important to consider. And I just think that there's so much potential for KPFK. Mm-hmm. Recently I listened to it's hard to say that social media, it's such a broad thing to talk about. But when you talk about the 60th anniversary, I didn't even know about this. Mm-hmm. I get really excited that there could be this whole ramp up to let people know about this, to let them know that they can participate in the forum and all that, and this awareness, where there's just a lot of people that don't know about the station. So it's just a great tool, and that's one of the reasons I'm running, is I feel like I can help with that. I'm a filmmaker.
What is your name?
My name's Janine Rohn. I'm an activist, I'm a filmmaker, and I think those two things can come together to just really elevate the station and make it everything that it can be. So anyway, thanks.
Thank you. How much time we got?
3 minutes.
Three minutes.
Less than 3 minutes. 2 minutes.
Anybody else for public comment?